From the 91.5 KRCC newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. One of the more controversial issues on this year's ballot is a proposal to create a single-payer health care system for Colorado. Supporters of Amendment 69 say it would be cheaper and that everyone would have coverage. Opponents say it's not sustainable and is a tax hike. But as Benta Brooklyn reports, the one thing both sides can agree on is that the current system has problems.
Kate Hudnett is a graphic designer who works from her home in Frisco. She buys health insurance on the individual market for her husband and young daughter who has asthma.
Our options narrow every year.
Over the last 12 years, she says her monthly premiums have gone up by 300%.
Our rates are around $1,300 for the three of us, and that is not a fancy plan. There's no bells and whistles. You kind of cringe when you go to the doctor because you're not really sure what's going to cost you.
And next year, individuals and families like Hudnett's will see prices go up by another 20 to 40%.
We have zero control over those companies, and they gouge us every year. They raise premiums every year.
T.R. Reid is a backer of Colorado Care. During a recent debate at Colorado Public Television, he says Colorado Care would bring control back to Colorado instead of leaving it in the hands of large insurance companies.
This year, they're charging us $30 billion for health insurance premiums. Colorado Care is run right here and costs less, $25 billion. $25 billion is a lot of money, but it's less than we're spending now.
About half of the state's population gets health insurance through an employer. A nonpartisan legislative analysis says Colorado Care would save companies and individuals money by cutting premiums and administrative costs. It would raise income taxes by 10%. But Emily Johnson says that wouldn't be enough to cover the program. She analyzed it for the nonpartisan Colorado Health Institute.
The problem is it's based on an income tax, and income only grows at around 4% a year. Health expenditures, on the other hand, grow at around 6% a year. So if you have any system where you're basing its form of payment on an income tax, you're going to run into this disparity down the line.
If approved, the governor and state legislature would set up an interim board of trustees. That group would then determine procedures for electing a 21-member board to oversee Colorado Care. People over age 65 would still continue to receive Medicare.
Amendment 69 is written in such a way that it's got a lot baked into it that you can't untangle if it were to get into the Constitution.
Ian Silveri is the head of the liberal group Progress Now. Many on the left, from labor unions to the Bell Policy Center, oppose the measure. He worries voters wouldn't approve future tax increases to keep up with health care costs, and that could force the state to make budget cuts.
It breaks my heart that we had to come out against Amendment 69.
It also has opponents on the right, including Americans for Prosperity and the Republican Party. Those groups want less government involved in health care, not more. Independent political analyst Eric Sonderman says division from both the right and left doesn't bode well for the amendment.
My surmise, strong surmise, is that this will be defeated and probably defeated handily. The question is whether it advances the dialogue or whether it stops the dialogue because its defeat was so large.
A recent poll from Colorado Mesa University and Rocky Mountain PBS surveyed a pretty evenly split group of Democrats, Republicans, and unaffiliated voters. It showed that 56% strongly or somewhat opposed the amendment, with only 30% strongly or somewhat in favor. Joe Hannell of the Colorado Health Institute says regardless of what ultimately happens, it has been a worthwhile discussion.
What's been exciting about Colorado Care is that it's a genuinely new idea on the table where that would be a really big change. And so many times in health policy, we spend our time on incremental changes in very specific areas.
Tamara Dranks-David is the executive director of the Family and Intercultural Resource Center in Silverthorne. The nonprofit helps low-income families enroll in health care. She says she's not surprised that Colorado is debating universal health care.
The fact of the matter is people are desperate for a solution, and that's why it's on the ballot. It almost doesn't matter anymore what the solution looks like. People are willing to try absolutely anything to get some relief.
And that could be the case for Kate Hudnett in Frisco. Right now, she's undecided on Colorado Care.
I don't fully understand it. I don't think they have a fantastic explanation of what it's going to be.
But she says the skyrocketing health care costs in Summit County are leaving her few choices.
And I see my neighbors and, you know, fellow business people packing up and leaving because they can't, you know, they can't make it add up anymore. You know, I've traveled and lived in Europe before, and I think there's a lot to be said for, I guess you'd call it single payer.
Amendment 69 was the first measure approved for the ballot and is one of nine statewide issues that voters will decide on in November. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.